Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings and welcome to the DDP. It is a privilege to be with you, and I say that every day. It might sound rote, but I'm telling you, it is a huge honor. When I started doing these a few years ago, we had no idea if they would even be listened to. And this is one of the most talked about things that our ministry does, is this podcast. I hear from people all over the world who will use those three letters, DDP. They will say, I remember, we listen to the DDP. We listen to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I've even been greeted at conferences and revivals or whatever out of state. People would go, grace and peace to you. And that's and they would smile and say, I faithfully listen to the DDP. So I just want to say how honored I am and what an amazing time it is to be alive, to be able to do this. I'm in 1 John chapter 4. I'm dealing with the tail end of the third verse. John's, and this is all one big thought, verses 2 and 3. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, but if a spirit does not confess Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, it's not of God. Very simple. We dealt with where that is situated contextually yesterday. And then the last part of verse 3. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist. The word spirit there was added by the translators. That's not in the Greek. The Greek would read closer to this is the Antichrist. But they said spirit of the Antichrist. I'm wondering if at the translation it was, I don't know. I can't speak as a Greek scholar. So I'm not going to try. I'm saying I wonder, so this has a question mark over. I wonder if it was added to keep the Antichrist from appearing to be a person. And that could have been done to keep him from appearing to be a person, but rather a spirit. It could have been done so that you would differentiate between another Antichrist and the spirit of Antichrist. If that's the one, then I think that was taken care of back in chapter 2. Because remember in chapter 2, verse 18, little children, it is the last hour. He didn't say the last hour is coming. It is the last hour. And as you've heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. And so that's a scripture that possibly points to a pre-AD 70 interpretation. But it could still be a post-AD 70 because Judaism was still in thriving stages after AD 70 and would have a final gasp as a nation for almost 1,900 years, just a few years after John died. And so John could still be referring to the last hour of the Mosaic economy, no matter when their letter was written, based upon when he died. But that's not really the point. This is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. Now, some would say, when did they hear it was coming? And then, and the answer might be, well, they had read the book of Revelation. But the book of Revelation never uses the phrase Antichrist, which is a shock to a lot of people. We implant that in there based upon the fact that that word is used in 1 John. But John's usage of Antichrist is not a person, not some man who joins nations together. John's definition of Antichrist is someone who is against the spirit man Christ. They don't believe he existed. And so I still think the spirit of Antichrist is alive and well on planet Earth, because I think that any time we deny that Jesus is the Son of God. John's going to go on in 1 John 5 and describe what it means to be a child of God. And you know what he says? Not church attendance, Bible study, tithing, prayer, giving, going, doing, singing, preaching. He says what it means to be a child of God is to believe that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. It's basically the simplicity of Christianity is to accept that Jesus is the Savior. You accept that. If you say he's not, then you have already functioned under the spirit of Antichrist. So yeah, spirit of Antichrist is alive and well on planet Earth in that people still reject the spirituality of Jesus. And a lot of them reject the spirituality of Jesus because they reject the historicity of Jesus. They say he wasn't a real guy. And if he wasn't a real guy, that's modern-day Gnosticism. So that's the spirit of Antichrist. Should you be on the lookout for it? Don't worry about it. The Holy Spirit's going to recognize it immediately as being anti the Jesus that lives in you. We'll go further into 4 tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.